This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
That gets us to Wimp Sanderson. Let's get him in here, Rockstar.
And the Coach Wimp Sanderson is presented each week by Coca-Cola.
A great new product out there, Core Power. Recover better with Core Power. 25 grams of high-quality complete protein, 9 essential amino acids that Wimp loves. Core Power protein shakes, they will help build lean muscle and support healthy workout recovery. Core Power, the official protein shake of several colleges and universities out there. And you can pick up your Core Power at your local Piggly Wiggly.
Coach, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Last year, I thought I was so smart after winning all those games in a row and, you know, y'all bragging on me and can't beat anybody right now. I've had a hard time. And Lance, it just amazes me how they do in Vegas. They pick Purdue to beat Maryland last week. I mean, I don't know how they do that.
They're smart guys out there, Wimp, and
it is an art, and they're obviously paid to make people lose.
Yeah, well, they try to get both sides of it, and I've gotten the wrong side except for twice, and so people are kind of disgusted with me. I don't blame them.
Well, let me put it into context with you. You're 2-5 on the year right now. 2-5. So in college football terms,
I'd be fired.
No,
maybe so. If it's your third year, probably.
This is the kind of program you are right now. By SEC standards, right now you're Tennessee, who's coming to town.
Well, I set the bar too high last year by setting the bar too high. John Adams wrote an article yesterday, rest the key players against Alabama. He's a writer out at Knoxville.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get eyeballs on that one.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
There's no way anybody thinks you rest
it. He knows that. It's just something to write.
I mean, Wimp, like, for instance, we were just talking about the Maurer kid who's in concussion protocol. I would say, personally, if I'm Jeremy Pruitt, I'm not about to get fired. And I don't think Pruitt is.
No.
If this kid is 50-50, I mean, if it's close, I sit him. I don't play him against Alabama because he doesn't give me any more significant chance to win this game than Garrett Tano.
Your point is he may help you win the rest of the game.
But he's not going to help me win this one. Yeah. Even if he's 100%, he's not going to help me win this.
Alabama's so good offensively that Coach Saban really hates to run it up on them. I really believe that. On the Tennessees and Arkansas, which he's fixing to do. He doesn't say it that way, but I thought he made some interesting stuff, and he wanted the fans and people to understand that they've got a young defensive team. They've got a very good defense coordinator, and people are on his fanny. And he does such a great job of saying the things that need to be said at the press conferences. I've always been impressed with, you know, what he's tried to get over, and, you know, he uses them. I understand that. He uses them for his tennis, for his team, and for the fans, but he does a good job there.
Can I tell you something that I'm impressed about? Because I don't know if he's going to coach to the end of this year or for 10 more years.
Yeah.
And nobody really ever knows. But you see some coaches, when they're nearing the end, they don't dot the same I's or cross the same T's in recruiting and things around the program that they did when they first got there.
Right.
And this guy – and I'm back doing the coach's show for a short period until the great Chris Stewart is back. This guy is still the same guy that was there in 2009.
Yeah.
And he's still doing all those things that whoever takes over next, I don't think would be even the great Coach Brian at the end.
No.
It wasn't the same as it was at one point. And Ray Perkins had to take over something that was different. Whoever takes over for Nick Saban, I don't think will be taking over a different program than they have right now. They may run it down somewhere, but when they take over, it won't be like some of these changes, I think.
No, it'd be so difficult. I was, of course, there sitting through all of Coach Bryant's stuff. He got there in 57. I got there in 60. So I got to listen and I enjoyed it so much, and a lot of stuff I like to talk about don't have time naturally. But Coach is just like him. And what the change is there for both of them is the atmosphere. The atmosphere is for the assistant coaches and for everybody else, you better be doing what you're supposed to be doing when you do it. Do what you're supposed to do and be there when you're supposed to be there and get things done in recruiting and coaching the way it's supposed to be done without him having to say anything, because the atmosphere takes care of the thing with everybody. You know, you better not be – you know, not do things correctly or be mistaken on much, because this is going to nail you without him having to say anything.
The Kirby Smart loss, obviously people are really, really critical. Yep. And, you know, this is a point in Kirby's juncture. This is a game you really can't lose.
The South Carolina game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. I think you're playing against a hard-nosed coach who is very questionable. They're very questionable offensively. You know, they want to. The rumor comes out now that Kirby is hiring guys that can recruit and can coach, and that's ridiculous. But it's a game you can't lose. But still, they still have a chance if they get. You know, if they were, and they're not there. Missouri could very easily win the East, not very easily win the East, but could. But Kirby is the decisions that are, and I felt like Will made a bad decision trying to kick the 58-yard field goal. It was a better chance to go for 3 yards than it was to kick the field goal percentage-wise. But Kirby's mistakes have kind of stuck out a little bit, and people are kind of down on him as far as his trying to make decisions. And it was a bad deal, but of course he'll get it back against a Kentucky team. Kentucky team has nobody, really.
The coach, Wimps Anderson, presented each week by our friends at Coca-Cola.
They've got a great new product out there. It's the Core Power. It's a great post-workout. Remember, it's a power protein shake that helps build lean muscle and support that healthy workout recovery. Make sure you refuel with Core Power at your local Piggly Wiggly.
He coached there, and look, it gets magnified when you lose, obviously, but end-of-game situations, Kirby has been a little shaky in those.
Yeah.
And do you look at that as the sign of a good coach, a guy that can handle those situations better than another?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's the guys that can handle those are really the ones that kind of stick out above everybody else, and he hasn't handled them very well, and, you know, going for 14 yards for a first down or whatever, ridiculous against Alabama. So, I think the quarterback wise, I think a kid didn't play very well against South Carolina, but I think he's got pretty good ability. I think he's a pretty smart kid. It seems to be in the games I've watched him. But so, I don't know. I think Georgia still got a chance to win the East, but we're just to wait and see. Missouri's done a pretty good job, but I don't think they can get there. NCAA is not going to let them go, I don't think.
Can coaches learn how to handle end-of-game situations, or is that something you sort of is part of your DNA?
Well, sometimes it's a guess deal. Not a guess deal, but it's a gamble deal, 50-50 going either way. And, I never will forget. I was playing Wake Forest to go to the Final 16, and we were back and forth every – and I decided to go to a 2-3 zone. Just one trip, and they stood around. Wake stood around. I won the game because of it. I mean, it was a 50-50 deal. If I'd have been cut up, they could have cut me up. But they didn't react to it. They didn't do anything, and so we stayed with it and won the game because of that little sorry zone defense I had. So,
but I feel like you were born to be a coach. So I feel like you had that in you.
Well, I don't know. I stayed on my guys pretty hard, and. The one thing, and I've said this on this show before, but I think it's important for people that are listening. We went to St. John's to play in the NIT my first year, and I went to one of my assistants, and I said to him, "Why do my guys hate me so bad?" And because my personality was totally different than the other coach. And he said to me, "They don't think you care about them as people." I have never had anything resonate with me any better than that. And brother, from that we beat St. John's, not because he said that, but he was having a hard, Luke Conseco was having a terrible time with his team too, and I learned from that one sentence that I made my guys, I wasn't perfect with all of them, but I made them understand that I cared about them as people. I worked their fannies off, but I cared about them as people, and it's the one thing that helped me more than anything in coaching.
Wow.
Would you sit down and meet with them one-on-one?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, did you go out of the way and you were like, hey, you know, every Tuesday, I'm just throwing out examples, I want to make sure that you guys come in for 5 to 10 minutes.
Sure, I would. I'd meet them one-on-one, and I might have the seniors, three, if I had three seniors, bring them in and say, where do we stand with this team? What do we need to do? And the one thing that we did do, and I listened, is that people would laugh the way we practiced. And we got in the finals of the SEC tournament 9 out of 12 years. And we just quit working them real hard in February. We put their legs back under them. We talked about how more live-legged we were than our opponents, and you know, how more rested we were going to be. Where we were or not, I don't know. But then we had good players. We won because we had good players. I'm going to get that straight. But we were rested and ready to go. And when they did it once or twice, I just kept doing it, and it paid off. But you know, players sometimes can tell you you're working us too hard. If they really mean it, you know, if you've got seniors or some, I think Coach Saban probably has 10 guys he brings in, talks to them about. Everybody can read the papers about Tennessee and Arkansas. You know, we got to be ready to play. Let's see us get beat and see where we go. And so, you know, you just do different things in coaching. And I was fortunate enough to have good players, and they reacted most of the time.
He is the coach, Wimp Sanderson. And each week he brings us a Blue Plate Special. Hit it, Rockstar.
Blue Plate Special. Sitting in a mayonnaise jar on Sonny Smith's porch.
Not going to lie, it's been a rough one for Wimp. He mentioned it earlier. He's 2-5 coming off a loss last week.
I've looked at Missouri and Vanderbilt. I've looked at Georgia. I looked at the way I looked everywhere. And I've studied them all. And I don't know. I'm going to take Utah.
Oh, that's a game Lance likes.
That's a good one.
Lance, yeah, Utah minus, we're going to, Lance, where are we? I see this all over the board.
It's 13.5.
13.5 is where we're playing that?
Yeah, you're on a winner. You can go to bed at halftime, Will.
Well, I'm.
Be kind of early. But
I looked at them and studied them every which way I could study them. I hadn't heard y'all show this week, but that's the one I'm taking. I hope I can get back. Right. So
Utah's playing Coach Herm, Arizona State, an altitude game. They're favored by just under 2 touchdowns, so it's even good. Backdoor cover may not even be in play for you.
I'm taking this time, so I don't know. Maybe I'm. Hopefully, if Lance knows, he's been hot. I think, Andy.
You've been hot, Lance.
I've been pretty hot, Wimp.
So hot, he's wearing a robe right now. Yes.
I think we got it, Wimp. I feel good about it.
That's good.
All right, the Coach Wimp Sanderson. That's his blue plate. He's presented each week by Coca-Cola.
And they've got some great products out there, one of which is the Core Power Recover Better with Core Power. 26 grams of the high-quality complete protein, 9 essential amino acids, Core Power protein shakes. They will help build lean muscle, support the healthy workout recovery. Core Power, the official protein shake of several colleges and universities, including Georgia, LSU, Alabama, and much more. You can refuel with Core Power, available at local grocery and convenience stores.
And you get yours where, Coach?
Well, I get mine from Piggly Wiggly on 41 and 31 as well. Stanley and Andy and all the Piggly Wiggly people all over the state, all over the city of Birmingham. I appreciate them sponsoring our show. Appreciate you guys having me on, and maybe I'll get back a little bit this time. I hope so. If Lance is smart, and I'm not very smart, so maybe it works.
We're pulling for it.
Man, Wimp, our clock's broke. It's 9:15, and you're still on the phone.
Why did you do that, Jim? We didn't talk any baseball. Let me say this before I go. You want to see good baseball teams, good baseball players watch this game tonight. I mean,
Astros,
this is Yankee Astros and Cole and Verlander. Not only do they have beautiful wives, they can really play.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Wimp. Love you. Okay.
More surprisingly, we didn't talk basketball.
Yes, I know. We'll hear about that. That's Wimp on the Natty Seltzer Hotline. Hottest spike seltzer in the market. Two great flavors, cherry lime and mango peach.
All right. It's 9:15. By the way, a lot of our listeners saying they watched the Herm Edwards Arizona State thing on HBO and that they loved it. I have not caught that yet. I'll try to catch up with it before the end of the week, before they play Utah. But we think it's going to be a rough weekend for Herm and Arizona State as they go play at Utah. Coming up at 6 o'clock this week, and that's it's a big game in the division race for those two teams. 5 o'clock, Pac-12 Network, if you got it or can find it. Our friends at HydroLive, they've been here all morning long with us. And LT, you're finishing up your IV bag. Damien's got one working. I got a B12 shot. And you can get that kind of life assistance right now with our friends at HydroLive.
Yeah, you got to love the IV therapy, which we're on today. The B12 injections, done away with you got. Cryopit therapy is all under one roof. Sally is the registered nurse, good friend of ours. She's in studio with us. Did I get the beast mode? I did not get the beast mode. I thought I got the beast mode. I got a custom cocktail that Sally actually put together for me. Here's a great thing. Whether you're recovering from a long weekend or you're just trying to fight off an illness, they can custom make any bag for you out there. And HydroLive is hosting their first ever Live Well Birmingham Saturday. It's coming up October 19th, this Saturday, from 8:30 to 11:30. Live Well Birmingham includes a free bar class, treats from Bake, and much more. Discounts throughout the day. Visit at HydroLive Birmingham on Facebook for complete details. HydroLive Therapy. Again, they offer the predetermined IV cocktails. You're going to absolutely love it. And when you mention the round table, at checkout, save 15% off of treatments at both Birmingham and Tuscaloosa locations. I highly recommend it. They're in studio every 2 weeks. HydroLife Therapy, you're going to love it.
Do you know how lucky we are having HydroLife here in the area? About 10 o'clock Saturday morning, I was looking to see if there was one in College Station. I couldn't find one. I was about to purchase a HydroLife IV bag Saturday morning.
He should have got it on Friday.
I should have got it before I left.